This recording, Guangxi 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Petty was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at one old suit in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That air was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stretched. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a frilled jacket, picked out her kit and headed for her work. When she got there was a woman with a goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goat began to strut around the officer like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Camel, Camel," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Camel was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fulfilled. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comer and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to master out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment may be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown. I'm so happy to telling about my hometown to you. My hometown is in the north of Guangxi. It is a small village. It's surrounded by rolling green mountains. It has a population of about 1,000. Most of them are farmers. They mainly plant corn. People in our village are so friendly and friend. They also help each other. When someone has difficult to do something, other person will give a hand to him. I think the climate is very suitable for us. It is neither too cold nor too hot throughout the year. It is a nice place to live. Green change have taken place in the past 10 years. Now, a lot of few buildings have appeared. Many families own fridges, and some even have air conditioners. In the evening, they watch TV as the people in the cities do. The roads in the village are bigger than before. There are a lot of trees in each side. The trees are so green in spring. I like this side. I love my hometown. I believe it will become more and more beautiful in the future. Welcome to my hometown. 子曰，有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？子曰，斯三八首，一言以蔽之，曰，斯无骸。子游问孝，子曰，今之孝者，是能为养，是为能养，至于犬马，能皆能有养，不敬何以别乎？子曰，视其所以，观其所有，察其所安，人焉受哉，人焉受哉。